This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of Ukrainians sought to escape the hellish siege of Mariupol on Tuesday as Russia pounded the city with bombs and UN Chief Antonio Guterres appealed for Moscow to end its unwinnable war.
This war is unwinnable. Sooner or later, it will have to move from the battlefield to the peace table. And that is inevitable. The only question is, how many more lives must be lost?
The strategic port on the Azov Sea has suffered relentless shelling, but Ukrainian officials say it has not yet been captured as Russia's invasion, which began almost a month ago, is coming to a what some officials call a stalemate. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres also called for Russia to end its absurd war.
Continuing the war in Ukraine is morally unacceptable, politically indefensible, and militarily nonsensical.
U.S. President Joe Biden plans to announce new sanctions against Russia on Thursday while in Brussels for meetings with NATO and European allies, according to a top national security aide. Biden, who will take part in a special meeting of NATO and address the European Council summit, is also expected to underscore efforts to enforce the avalanche of existing list of sanctions already announced by the U.S. and its allies.
He will join our partners in imposing further sanctions on Russia and tightening the existing sanctions to crack down on evasion and to ensure robust enforcement.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who declined to further preview the new sanctions the president will announce. Biden travels to Brussels and Poland. Poland has received more than 2 million Ukrainian refugees. This is VOA News.